Hi everyone, and thanks for listening to LID Radio Podcast. Welcome to our special series, How to Generate Ideas When You're Not Creative, with author Kevin Duncan. In the series, Kevin shares simple, practical techniques from the Ideas book to help you unlock new ways of thinking and generate better ideas, whatever your role or experience. Each episode focuses on one idea you can start using right away.
The debate surrounding whether anyone can, quotes, be creative or have a decent idea rages on. The whole point of the Ideas book is to equip anyone with the techniques they need to be as creative as they can be. Having trained thousands over the years, the evidence suggests that pretty much anyone can indeed be creative. One thing is clear. Random, go mad, give me your most wacky ideas, guys, approaches do not work well. True creativity needs to be disciplined, highly directed, and capable of withstanding deep scrutiny. In the absence of being brilliantly inspired every moment of the day, most of us can learn from the manner in which some of the best ideas came about. We can then try to recreate a facsimile of those conditions to generate our own more modest piece of mini brilliance. In this podcast, we look at copy something and category stealing. One of the best ways to draw inspiration for a decent idea is to copy something else. Innovation is 80 to 90% known stuff with a 10 to 20% twist. It's not where you get it from, it's where you take it to. The principle of category stealing is simple. Choose a category different to your own and ask how they would approach your issue. Everyone operates in one category or another, and many of the traditions, rituals, and formats in them operate in quite fixed ways. This can lead to sameness in one sector, but could provide inspiration in another. As behavioural expert Mark Earls points out in his book, Copy, 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 copying is to be cherished if it is approached in the right way. Copying approaches really work. Look to successes elsewhere and apply them to your issue. Tight, so-called single white copying, which is named after the film Single White Female, is no good because it just repeats slavishly what's been done before. Copying loosely works better and opens up thinking through variation. You can't just steal an idea and apply it lock, stock and barrel, especially if you take it from a competitor. What you're looking for are analogies and inspiration from an area a little way off the path you are currently on. Think widely and identify norms elsewhere that could inspire a new idea in your area. To pursue category stealing in detail, start by listing a number of other categories. If you need reminding, scan the share prices in a newspaper, search online, or watch the TV for an evening. You will soon have an A to Z of categories. Identify the characteristics of well-defined ones, such as their usual approach to finance, branding, distribution, price, product features, and so on. Then work out what you can steal to apply to your brief. If a whole category doesn't have clearly defined traits, then take one brand instead that does. For example, how would Apple or Coke do this? If you work in a fairly obscure category, then look to the wisdom of well-known ones. If you work in a well-understood one, take the time to investigate more unusual ones. There is always something to learn. Choose three or four categories that are well removed from your own. Work out their main features and processes. Home in on one brand in the category that is a particular success if necessary. Now imagine using that approach to grapple with your brief. Repeat for various categories as required.